This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Here in the United States, people in Southern California remain on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state. Measured at 6.5 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two quakes were the area's strongest in at least two decades. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on the highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
On damages in Ridgecrest,
structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
Annie addressed injuries from the latest Tembler.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California. National Guard troops have been activated to help.
That will include about 200 security forces, sustainment troops, which are logistical support, and aviation assets, including helicopters from the Army National Guard and cargo aircraft from California's Air National Guard.
That's National Guard General David Baldwin. A Syrian monitor says 13 people, including seven children, were killed today in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the attack was carried out by Syria. This is VOA News. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency about Iran. The agenda will include Tehran's announced plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment. The meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency is set for Wednesday. The International Organization for Migration warns that a massive displacement of people in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri and North Kivu provinces poses a serious health hazard. It is a two-sided problem, renewed ethnic fighting and Ebola. Joel Millman is the IOM spokesman in Geneva.
Poor hygiene conditions and displacement sites severely increase the risk that Ebola, as well as cholera, measles, and acute respiratory diseases will spread. Many of these people are seeking assistance in Ebola-affected Bunia, where the displacement site, officially called General Hospital Site, has received more than 5,000 new internally displaced persons, increasing the site's population to 10,000, or twice its capacity.
The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says for the first time he can report substantive progress on all four issues key to a peace agreement to end the country's 17-year war. Zalmay Khalizade says Saturday's talks broadened to include a timeline for both intra-Afghan negotiations as well as a ceasefire. The talks resume Tuesday. African officials are in Niger's capital this weekend for operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people. Well, fireworks kicked off Pamplona's famed Running of the Bulls Festival, opening 9 days of uninterrupted partying. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
A member of the Northern City's official brass band was chosen this year for the launch of the rocket, known as the Chipinazo, to mark 100 years since the local ensemble's foundation. Addressing an ecstatic crowd from the City Hall's balcony, Jesus Garisuan declared long life to San Ferman, the saint honored by the festival. The declaration prompted revelers dressed in a white attire and flaunting a traditional red scarf to spray each other with wine. American novelist Ernest Hemingway immortalized the fiesta that each year draws around 1 million visitors. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A judge has finalized the divorce of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie, notable, among other things, for the money involved. Ms. Bezos' 4% of Amazon stock will be valued at $38.3 billion. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.